Hey, scientist, how are you?
Hello, artist. It's the Artist v. Scientist podcast.
Yeah. How are your calculations going?
They're okay. I'm not actually doing them right now, though.
I wouldn't imagine so.
No, I have to concentrate on the podcast.
So you have your coffee and your cigarette together?
Yes, I do.
Sitting at your desk? Well, that's basically what you do all day, right?
Yeah, I just took a sip.
All right. Well,
could you hear that right there?
Who? Me? No, I couldn't hear
it. Not you. I'm not talking. No.
Sorry.
So where are you driving?
I'm doing 80 on the turnpike through Indian River County right now.
On the Florida Turnpike.
Florida Turnpike, going south. And, yeah, if you drink orange juice.
I do.
And yeah, well, then I'm looking at your future beverages, right? On both sides of me right now.
Can you stick your arm out and squeeze me a couple?
That's not going to work out so well. Which brings to mind a joke. How did Helen Keller break her arm?
Did she really break her? That's terrible news. When did she break her arm?
Come on. You gotta...
She'll never play.
Fuck up the joke like that, man.
She'll never work the well again.
Well, the punchline was going to be reading street signs, but
oh,
not going to have the same impact now.
I apologize to Helen Keller. She's listening. We didn't
make float my role. She's listening.
Did I slow your role?
That's a good one, though.
Speaking of slowing your role,
all right,
we have a Canadian listener.
A Canadian listener.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
I'm not impressed. Not impressed.
What do you mean you're not impressed?
Let me know when we breach the hemisphere.
That's...
What? Tell me when we got one in the Bhutan or Zaire or something like this.
We've gone international.
Canada's not... I mean, yeah, they're international. It's still North America.
We almost have a full grip on all of North America, as you said.
Full grip. You know, there's a lot more in North America than just the three mainland countries. Think about the Caribbean.
Kind of the Caribbean.
And think about Central America. That's still North America.
Well, yeah. I think Central America is that still North America?
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to have to fact check that.
That whole isthmus is part of North America.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I'll tentatively agree with you.
I know a couple things, and geography is one of them.
You're a geography buff.
I'm not too buff.
All right, so
I like geography. I like to travel.
So
tell me.
If you love geography, then you'll love our new Canadian listener. We have one Canadian listener.
I do love him. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to diminish you, Canadian listener. I'm just trying to... I wish we could get a name attached to the Canadian listener, because it sounds a little disrespectful to, you know, calling him the Canadian.
Or him or her. We don't know. So.
Her.
That's the point. So here we're gonna throw the gauntlet. We want this first Canadian listener who tuned in to our podcast on Thursday, April 20th, 2009. We want to get this Canadian listener.
Did you say April 20th?
Did I say April? I meant August.
August
20th, 2009. We want to get this Canadian listener on the podcast. So, if you're the Canadian listener, for example...
Give one chance to email us.
For example, you happen to be in Canada right now, and you're listening to us. You need to send us an email at artistvscientist, one word, at gmail.com. Contact us, and you're going to be on our podcast. We want to talk to you whether you like the podcast or not. We want you on the podcast.
And
we think you're wonderful.
If you're a female Canadian, then send your measurements as well.
No measurement. No, we don't want to
be the official mountie of the Artist V podcast. Artist V Scientist podcast.
We don't want the measurements. Do we need the measurements? I don't think you can say that kind of stuff. Can you say that?
Well, this is the internet. We're not going to lose any sponsors, which means we're doing better than Glenn Beck. We don't have any sponsors.
What? He doesn't have any sponsors, but his ratings have gone up.
Well, because everybody wants to know what the news story is about. Why are people pulling out of his station or his show?
It's a big trick. He's We've fallen into his trap.
He's guano, man.
Let me go up to the blackboard here, and I'll explain what Beck's trap is. You see, you got Beck here, and then you got a trap, and then there's arrows going
and
back
see these roots, and see these roots down here? These are the advertisers sucking up dollars from the consumers. That guy is so crazy.
Yeah, he is.
I don't actually... We've discussed this before, and I don't believe he's actually crazy. After seeing that little behind-the-scenes handheld footage of the photo shoot with him crying, the famous photographer, and he's putting like some kind of onion solution in his eyes, and he's making jokes. And he's like, okay, stop making me laugh, like straight face. Let's get serious. And he makes himself cry, and I don't really believe his on-air persona is the real him.
And that was a photo shoot for Rolling Stone or something, right?
Well, man, that guy is full of shit.
People can find that. They can just Google Beck photo shoot, and they can see the video of him trying to draw some tears out. I think he's, for kicks, I used to listen to him on the radio because he was on in the late morning, and I would be sitting there working, and I just like to hear AM radio that pisses me off. And he didn't seem like as insane as he seems now. He's definitely amping it up.
I think he's breaking down, falling
either
apart.
He's breaking down. He's gonna be at a sanitarium next month, or he's just really just playing it for ratings. Either way, he's a bit of a nut. He's one shaky cat, as Dennis Miller.
I like to call him a douchebag. Or as our Canadian, I don't know if the Canadian listener is a French-Canadian, but he might prefer Douchebagé. Class it up a little,
I'm excited about this Canadian listener. I want to know everything about this Canadian listener. I want to know what the Canadian listener, what does the Canadian listener eat for breakfast? What does the Canadian listener eat for lunch? So many questions. For example, what does the Canadian listener eat for dinner?
Maybe they can offer me some tips on like a soy alternative to Canadian bacon. I would be interested. I've never had Canadian bacon, so it would be, and I'm not going to, but if they had a soy alternative, I'd try it.
You've never had a soy alternative?
Well, not to Canadian bacon.
Well, I mean, but to any kind of bacon?
What makes it?
I think it needs to be.
Yeah, I guess I've never had any kind of alternative to bacon. Is there an alternative to bacon?
There's ham hocks. You can have just a slice of ham or sausage. Usually you can get bacon or sausage.
That's
the alternative.
Yeah, we're still eating a pig here, which for the artist is not going to fly.
Well, what about...
What about ham sticks,
fried ham sticks?
Maybe we could market a pork alternative to tofu.
Well, it's actually pork.
Yeah, or what about a dairy-based alternative to non-dairy-based alternatives to butter? Like, I can't believe it's not butter.
And it could be a ham product. It could be...
a spreadable ham product.
It
would be nice. On your scone in the morning with tea?
No, I think we've already been beaten to the punch because they got the ham sticks, the croquetas,
the fried
ham sticks. You want one?
No.
I'll send you
so
one.
Much. Yeah. Come on down. I'll make you a nice chana masala. You like chickpeas?
What is it? Chickpeas.
Yeah, like curry chickpeas, onion.
You with your tofu and your chickpeas, your counterculture food products.
I don't really love tofu. Tofu is a good, it's an alternative if I go to, like, a Vietnamese restaurant. They have a tofu dish, I prefer just to eat fresh foods, And tofu is a processed food, It's processed soybeans. So it's not really high up on my diet, I think fish is a great food, very low, it's got no saturated fats. I eat a pretty much absolute cholesterol-free diet. There is some cholesterol in fish, but there's no saturated fats to activate the cholesterol, so... And maybe I'm getting that a little bit wrong if any of you nutritionists out there want to call and complain. that's fine. But my understanding is I have a cholesterol-free diet.
Nutritionists, send your complaints to artistfeedscientist@gmail.com.
Yes, and your measurements.
And your measurements, please.
Thank you.
Let's go to some news stories.
Let's go.
Let's start here.
This is a new segment, right?
New segment. We got a,
what do
we call
it?
A new segment. We're
a news. We call this a news segment.
The news. The news segment. I don't know what we call it.
News found glory.
No, let's not call it that.
Good news found glory.
You just plugged
like a pack of wildebeest. Like
we don't want to plug.
Walking in the light of Jesus, maybe.
I'm cutting all this out right here.
All of this is getting edited.
All of this is out.
It might not be like top shelf material, but it's.
And that coffin out. you hinted at a band that I'd rather not plug.
None of us would. Well, we have history with the band.
Okay, let's go to the news.
Enough said.
This comes out of Lancaster, California.
All right.
Man found beaten to death at Lancaster State Prison. Not very pleasant. But let's go into the story.
Could be anybody.
Could be your mother.
You know, murderers, ruffians, rabble-rousers.
Could be anybody.
Who do you think it could have been?
Let's see what authorities are investigating. Authorities today are investigating the beating death of an inmate inside a two-man cell at California State Prison in Lancaster.
This sounds like an easy case.
The man was discovered in his cell about 8:30 p.m. Tuesday, according to a statement released by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No further information was available. So they're investigating the beating death of an inmate found dead inside his cell, which is a two-man cell.
With his cellmate. Have they contacted OJ?
He is on a list of people of interest.
People of interest.
Yeah. So all the right. Lancaster authorities are on the case.
I think they'll probably figure this one out.
Hopefully.
Although this is California we're talking about.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you lived in California.
I
you
did live in California.
Out there. Not a lot gets done out there.
I don't know about that. I got a lot done out there.
Sorry to California listeners. We're going to have to
Now you're going to have to apologize.
Make an apology to every comment we make.
Let's do a blanket apology that we could just, loop.
All right, I'm sorry for everything offensive I may say from now on.
No, but give me a blank so I can cut in. In the future, I can cut in the appropriate group that you've offended.
I would like to directly apologize to
blank
for my statements. And that's it, really. I don't have any other concessions to make.
A curious call about removing blood from carpet draws attention. This is coming out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Of course.
Some questions just don't have answers. I'm not going to read the whole thing here because the writer of this article is trying to be cuter than I am, and I don't like that. So let's get into the meat of the story. Someone called a Jacksonville store and asked, quote, "How do you get a large amount of blood out of carpet?" After the inquiry, the woman asked if the Morton Avenue business rented steam cleaners. It does, by the way, but the woman promptly hung up. The woman was skittish about identifying herself, so the employee thought it would be a good idea to let police know about the cryptic conversation.
If this woman is why, I mean, if she's listening, she's one of our subscribers, she could call one of my cousin, little Joey Sanfilippo. I think he could help her with that.
Yeah, you have the tips. What do you?
He's a cleanup man.
Sprinkle a little salt in soda water.
I don't know his business. Just gotta call him.
Okay. All right. Cop investigated for feeding gorillas Pop Tarts. St. Paul, Minnesota. A St. Paul officer is under investigation after entering Como Zoo after hours to feed gorillas a snack. Surveillance video captured the incident last January around 2 a.m. when two zoo security guards snuck 4 to 8 people into the zoo. Among the unauthorized visitors was an off-duty St. Paul cop. The Como Zoo isn't sure if the gorillas actually ate the Pop-Tarts or not. Regardless, the gorillas appear to be doing just fine.
Any mention on the flavor Pop-Tart?
It does not mention the flavor, although I'd like to think it was cinnamon.
I hope it was s'mores, because that's just fucking inhumane.
The zoo says zoo-goers are not allowed to feed the animals.
A relevant story about Friday at the office, if you'd like to hear.
You fed Pop-Tarts to a gorilla on Friday?
I'm sorry?
You fed Pop-Tarts to a gorilla on Friday?
No.
All right, what?
All right, well, a lot of the sales team, I believe they're all, I don't know exactly where they hire them, but they're all in recovery, and, that's enough information about them. I don't want to incriminate anybody, but one of the salesmen or saleswoman, she was just all fucked up, man. I think she's on pills or something. She's so erratic, so completely, like, out of her mind. She was up with the office manager, and she's coming out with these just steaming hot s'mores Pop-Tarts. And I kind of backed away because I don't trust her with hot anything. So the office manager said something like, oh, that smells good. And the saleswoman, who's junked out of her mind, and she somehow takes offense to people eyeing her food. She's like, what the fuck? Bitch, I will drop this molten-ass Pop-Tart down your titty, or down your cleavage.
Don't say titty.
Okay, no titty. Well, we have the blanket apology already. To all titties out there, I apologize for characterizing you in that way.
In here.
Well, it was, she threatened her with putting a molten-hot s'mores Pop-Tart down her cleavage because she said they smell good. To which, of course, the office manager backed off and was like, whatever, you know, okay. And then she's like, oh, but these are too good for me not to share. And she started crumbling pieces, like pieces. Instead of just, like, breaking her off a half and slapping it on a paper towel for her, she starts, like, crumbling it all over her desk. Like, oh, you got to try this. It's so fucking good. It's so good, like, licking her lips and shit. And she just leaves this mess of, like, melting, molten s'mores Pop-Tart all over this girl's desk. It walks away. We just sit there in disbelief, like, I can't believe this happened.
Our lawsuits are pending.
She's nuts, man. All of those people are nuts, man.
And
nuts.
What is this woman's name? Do you want to give her a real name?
I don't really want to guess. She might cut me or something. I don't
trust
her.
She might put hot molten Pop-Tarts down your cleavage.
On my taint or something. My ball cleavage.
Your ball cleavage.
Yeah, I mean, I don't show too much ball cleavage in the office. You know, that's for, like, Saturday night, but it's never safe around her. You never know what's coming.
South Carolina robbery suspect dies after painting his face. This is coming out of Richland County, South Carolina. A man who was involved in a robbery died after he spray-painted his face to conceal his identity, police said.
Ooh, at least he won't make it to a lineup. It'll be pretty easy. Just was more blue.
What's that?
I said, yeah, that's the one, number 6, but he was a little more blue.
Get a little bit more green around the cheeks.
Unless he were wearing blue blockers, and then he would be normal.
Richland County Sheriff's Department deputies say 24-year-old suspect began having trouble breathing shortly after his death. Shortly after his crime. And died.
Shortly after his death.
After his death, he was having no problem. See, I don't want to make light of the individual dying, but
it was accidental, though. But it was really funny.
He spray painted his face.
What did they say that it was like that he absorbed like the toxins from the paint, or was it respiratory? What was the problem here?
Investigators say they have not directly determined the cause of death, but it seems kind of obvious. It was the spray paint.
I should make one of those caught red-handed jokes. Should I? That would be...
He was caught blue in the face.
It'll feel too easy.
Here we go. Thursday, bank robber gets 6 years in jail. This is from Trenton, New Jersey. A New Jersey man who robbed banks every Thursday has been sentenced to nearly 6 years in federal prison. The suspect pleaded guilty in June to one count of bank robbery, but admitted five other holdups on consecutive Thursdays in January, February, and March. He robbed banks in several cities, including Brick, his hometown. He didn't give a reason for choosing Thursdays, but authorities say the pattern made it easier to track him. The 40-year-old was arrested after a March 5th robbery in Old Bridge. He'll serve 5 years and 10 months in prison. He'll also have to pay nearly $12,000 in restitution under the sentence handed down Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Trenton.
I have to say, you have a good news voice, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you're no Robin Quivers. But
I'm no Quivers.
You don't have that, like, sexy kind of thing going on, but it's very interesting.
Robin Quivers is pretty sexy.
I think she's very sexy. Her voice, you know, it's not often there's, like, a sexy voice, but I don't know, she's got one.
I think I got a pretty sexy voice. Utahns can now practice DUI jail call. Salt Lake City, Utah. In Utah, even if you don't get arrested for drunk driving, you might still have to call your mom from jail. Sort of. The Utah Highway Patrol and some local bars hope letting people practice an uncomfortable call from the local lockup will help dissuade drinking and driving. A phone number has been set up to recreate what it would feel like to make such a call. After dialing, and we're going to give the number, 1-877-JAIL-PHONE. That's J-A-I-L-F-O-N. 1-877-JAIL-F-O-N. The caller is given the option to talk to a hysterical mother or a disapproving father, among others.
Yeah.
A pre-recorded message then plays one end of what the conversation might sound like, with the caller filling in the other half.
Oh, we gotta do that.
That's 1-877-JAILFON. Slogans associated with the campaign include, getting a DUI is easy, calling your mom from jail is hard. The campaign runs through September 7th, 2009. So that's the last story. That's the news.
That's the news. Very interesting. I've learned a lot.
Thank you.
There was a theme?
A theme. Law enforcement was the theme, I guess, I was trying to shoot for.
Oh, okay. Law enforcement. Do you want me to tell you my views on law enforcement?
Yes.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
It's an easy slogan I came up with.
Unless they happen to be a listener and they're sitting there waiting for their next caller.
Or my mother. Sorry, Mom. My mom is a officer, which is... She's like a reformed hippie.
She's retired now.
Turned officer. No, she's still
working.
Still she's on desk duty because of a torn Achilles. She jumped like an 8-foot wall after some bad dudes and tore her Achilles tendon. So
now let me ask you a question.
How do I reconcile having a mother for a cop when I'm a
juvenile delinquent?
Anti-authoritarian?
I was going to ask you a very simple, well, that's the gist of it. What kind of conflicts did you come across as a juvenile delinquent when your mom was a cop? I mean, was it harder to get away with things?
No, it was much easier.
It was easier.
It's called professional courtesy. When I get caught doing something, I hand over say I get pulled over. It doesn't matter what laws I'm breaking. If I hand over my driver's license, my insurance card, and my registration, and on top I put my mom, her business card, and I say, officer, if there's anything, if you'd like to verify any of my information or anything, like my mother's an officer, you know, you can call her, and usually they just nod their head, give me back my material, say...
This is insider information.
Yeah, slow down. But I don't get pulled over a lot because, you know, I've got some, like, gold shield on the back, I've got the undercover stick, you know, like, I've got some...
I think I think that's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
You think? Yeah, I agree. Totally. I mean, I don't mind taking advantage of the system that I totally oppose, but...
I hate you a little bit more right now.
That's fantastic. Drive with me if you want to commit some crimes, though.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We'll do some shit.
I mean,
I don't know how wild these scientists get, but...
No,
I believe we've broken
wild.
Some law. We've broken some laws together before.
Well, let's not...
Back in our younger days?
I've never... No.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Well, let's not detail them.
I'm not going to
Google will release our personal information if
I broke laws with you on the beach the last time you were here.
That's not true. That's not true, Mom. Mom, listen, if you're listening to this podcast, send your comments and concerns to artistbscientist@gmail.com. And if you happen to be a Canadian mother of mine, also send your comments and concerns to artistbscientist@gmail.com. Artist scientist is one word.
And if you want more tips on how to get away with...
Breaking the law.
Fuck off.
I'm not telling you. We're keeping that close to the vest. Are you wearing a vest right now?
No, I'm wearing a sleeveless tee.
Really?
Yeah, that's like kind of unlike me, right?
Yeah, I thought you were joking. Now
no,
I feel bad about laughing.
Actually, am. I'm feeling a little bit more muscly lately.
Do you have a handlebar mustache?
I'm well tanned and muscly.
And
striped
pants?
I cut my beard the other day, and I got kind of this like Russian spy type of, you know, like Red October thing going on. It's nice. I also have microfilm in my pocket.
Microfiche.
No, not microfiche, microfilm.
Microfiche.
From my micro camera.
Microfiche.
Which I took pictures of documents.
Microfiche.
Really?
I like going to the library and asking, where is the microfiche? And then they don't know what I'm talking about.
They still have microfiche at the library, don't they?
I don't know. If that's the truth, and that didn't fit into my story. That wasn't convenient for my... For my fake story. I never go and talk to anybody at the library. What do you think? I'm crazy? I don't want to talk to.
We had microfiche.
I don't
want
to expose myself to a librarian.
Librarian at my boarding school. I thought the microfiche was very, very interesting.
Microfiche.
Reading a lot of old news. That's always relevant. The headlines from a time before I was born. I don't know. I never really used them for research. I just. Looked at them because I thought they were cool. That's it. Are you reading anything now?
Am I reading anything? Well, you mean aside from, like, technical papers?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, not that kind of thing. Are you reading any books? Any leisure reading?
No, not really. What about you?
I'm reading some things, but I was hoping that after our last conversation, you would maybe pick up some books or something.
You saying I'm uneducated?
No. Uneducated?
Uneducated?
Hardly. I think you're overeducated, Joe.
I think I might be.
You're
just educated.
You're a career
just right.
You're a career student.
I'm educated just right.
I'm 10 years into my career and you're still in school.
Fuck you. Is that a jab?
No, I thought you might be. It might be a little sensitive for you.
Fuck you.
Not
my neighbor,
confidence.
Oh, my neighbors might have heard that. They call the police, and then I'm on one of those news stories I'm going to read next week.
Man, it's State College, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you just gave my city.
Oh,
I knew
God,
you. I saw it happening while
time.
You were doing it.
I'm like outing you.
God damn! Now they're gonna know how to find me. All the adoring fans.
Triangulate this conversation.
If you. All right, so let's. Should we edit that out?
No.
All right.
Well, I mean, why ask me? If you're going to edit it. Don't ask me if you're going to edit it, because then the people are hip to, like, the fact that we're editing.
All right, I'm not going to edit that out.
But you should edit that out, which we just said.
No, I'm going to actually edit that out. It's going to be edited out, but now I'm saying I'm not going to edit it. We won't know what I'm going to do until I've done it. You know, we're way over time.
Yeah, that's...
We're way over time.
We're over time? All right.